We got breaking news. New DOJ report confirms the worst.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo, April 30th, 2026. That's right. It is the final day of our ACLJ Double the Difference Drive. We're going to get into that a lot more coming up. But hey, today actually is a very interesting day that would be the last day of our ACLJ Double the Difference Drive, because the ACLJ is in the news, the breaking news, as the DOJ has released a report on eradicating anti-Christian bias. And this is from, I mean, it's really wild. We're going to break it all down. Okay, when you hear all this that's been going on for many years, of course, a lot of it during the Biden administration, you're not going to believe it. I mean, you may be, because nothing shocks us anymore. But the fact that this is in black and white, that we can read it now, just stay tuned, everyone. And I'm going to want to hear from you on this. This is the reason you support the work of the ACLJ. These are the kind of things that happen. This is real breaking news. 1-800-684-3110 to have your voice heard today. Will, let's kick it off with what exactly went down in this 200-page report that was just released.
You say 200, but actually with attachments, it's 565 pages.
1,100 footnotes.
By the Department of Justice. This is a report that's pursuant to the executive order that the president put out when he first came into office, 14202, which was tasking the Department of Justice to lead this task force, to find out, to look into what was going on during the Biden administration, during those years where we were calling it out. We were showing people this is systematic bias against Christians, against conservatives, by the heavy hand of the Biden administration. So we looked at this. We obviously were calling it out. We obviously were pleading with the Biden administration many times through letters, through lawsuits, saying stop this bias that you have against people of faith. Well, now, when the Trump administration came to office, the president said, I want you to go through and find it. Find all this bias. You have all the documents, DOJ. Lead this task force against the entire executive branch and root this out. And that's what we're seeing here. We had that first report a couple weeks back that was mainly about the weaponization of the FACE Act. It got its own report where they weren't even going to look into violence against people that are pro-life in this country until we, the ACLJ, sent the letter telling them to. Now, this is the second report. This one is more comprehensive, and we're going to get into some of the details in these 565 pages, but it is eradicating anti-Christian bias within the federal government, and what they have found is it was pervasive and systemic within the executive branch.
Like, I'm already seeing your negative Nancy comments saying, oh, what are you going to do about it? Nothing's going to happen. You know, that's it. You're going to put out this report, then that's it. You're not going to hear. You know what? Give us a little time here, okay? And take some wins here, folks. When stuff comes out and it proves you right, understand we're going to work with the law and we're going to work with what we have to make sure people are held accountable. Give me a break. Give it some time, okay? Everything can't be so pessimistic. Phone lines are open for you, even if you are this pessimistic. If you're one of these negative Nancy's, give me a call, 1-800-684-3110. I don't mind hearing from you. But you know what? When these things come out, these reports, when you actually have a Department of Justice doing their job, you know, you can take a little bit of, you know, pride in them and say, you know what? At least they went through and did this. It's a new day, at least, from this situation. With that, we are in our final day of our Double the Difference Drive. You're not going to hear me talk about it again. So if you want to make an impact, you can double that impact today. Faith, we know, has been under fire. We've been talking about that a lot this week. And it just so happened to coincide. Not only just so happened, with the release of this report. We're going to break it all down when we get back. And we also have a special video presentation to show you a little bit later. Rick Rennell will be joining us. And we've only got about 12 hours left to hit our goal. And we are short of that goal. So have your gift doubled today. Empower our work to help defend your faith at ACLJ.org. Again, that's at ACLJ.org, or scan the QR code you see on screen right now. We'll be right back with more on Seculo.
Let's be honest. There's a lot happening in America right now. It can be overwhelming. Our values, our faith, our freedoms, they're constantly being challenged in courtrooms and on Capitol Hill.
You might worry about the country you'll leave behind for your kids, or your grandkids. You might feel you have no say over it, but your voice has power. You make a difference. Right now, when you support the work of the ACLJ, you'll make double the difference.
Our legal teams are fighting in courtrooms across the country, defending your rights to speak, to pray, even how to educate your kids. Right now, when you go to aclj.org/difference, your tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, to defend your most essential liberties.
You're not just supporting the critical work of the ACLJ, you're doubling your impact to defend the rights given to us by the U.S. Constitution. Double the difference. Go to aclj.org/double today.
We've witnessed monumental legal victories from defending the 14th Amendment and protecting our sacred American right to vote, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and standing up for the religious liberty of our kids and seniors. But even with the many historic wins we've achieved, the battle is far from over. The attacks on our constitutionally protected rights persist. Countless unborn babies remain in jeopardy. And across the globe, innocent Christians are being targeted and killed across this country and around the world. This fight isn't just the ACLJ's. It's all of ours. It belongs to every American who wants to preserve the values and beliefs on which this nation was founded. None of the victories we've won would have been possible without the unwavering support of ACLJ members and ACLJ champions. It's been an honor to fight for you all these years. Join us in fighting for freedom. Have your donation doubled at aclj.org/freedom.
Welcome back to Seculo. Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. I know a lot of you are just joining us. I see the numbers spiking right now. It always happens during our first break. It seems like people get their notifications, and all of a sudden they start joining us on all platforms like YouTube and Rumble. So welcome to the broadcast for those who are just joining us now. You may have seen the headline, the DOJ report has confirmed the worst. And you may say, Logan, what's the worst here? And the worst is directly involved with the work of the ACLJ, so much so we're cited, we're part of this entire report, this page, this multi-hundred page report, you know, with footnotes and everything. What'd you say, 500 pages?
565 pages when you include all the exhibits, footnotes, and things of that nature.
And it's all the findings of this task force that went through, and it was during the Biden administration, how they were illegally targeting, at least we believe they were illegally targeting, Christian organizations, Christian groups. And we've talked about this for a number of years, but now again, there's a full report from the current Department of Justice. You should take this as a win, but it does confirm all of our suspicions that this was happening.
That's right. And when you see, as you mentioned in the first segment, people say, okay, there's a report, nothing will be done here. Let me introduce you to the ACLJ. This is the work we do. And when you get a report from the DOJ confirming what we have seen, what we have been advocating for our clients, not just speaking it out into the ether, with our attorneys that work very hard daily to fight for the rights of these clients. When you have a DOJ report that is pursuant to an executive order from the President of the United States, that becomes something you use later. It's a tool in your tool set when you go forward. Because it's not just that they're confirming that it was systematic and pervasive, this anti-Christian bias. The ACLJ's work in our clients, in our cases, are referenced more than 35 times in this hundreds of pages report. It's not just our work, it's other organizations as well. But the bulk of what you see here, 35 different references to the work of the ACLJ fighting for our clients.
How many of that again?
Over 35.
35, okay. That's the work, and we're talking about directly referencing the work of the ACLJ. When you were talking about this document that was released, this is what we've been doing on the daily. This is what a lot of our team has been focused on, because we know, as I said, is it any sort of surprise when you have, you know, street preachers getting arrested, all of these things, Bible clubs being shut down, things that have not been a part of the news cycle, have not been part of the culture for decades because of the original work of the ACLJ. Why? Because you had a Department of Justice, you had an FBI, you had an administration who was weaponizing themselves against Christians and Christian groups. And now we have the documentation to prove it. And again, you had probably a president of the United States at the time who was unaware that some of this was going on, because he had a big team of people who were pulling on all the strings and they were working behind the scenes and were far, far leftists who were targeting these people. And it's really sad that it really was the case, that a lot of those, what probably people told you were conspiracy theories, were true. But now you have a different administration who has put in this task force to take care of it.
That's right. And when you look at this, this is the Department of Justice, and they were working with other agencies. It details in this report the findings of 17 federal agencies that were a part of this task force. And it goes to show how the administration pushed a radical policy agenda, even when that infringed on the rights of Christian beliefs and free exercise, as well as the ways that they went after certain cases as the Department of Justice and not as much on the other side. And it goes into it when you start to look at some of the work that the ACLJ was fighting. Remember when we saw at the Smithsonian during the March for Life and also at the National Archives, this pattern where they were targeting Christians, targeting pro-life individuals that were visiting these sites in D.C. We got big wins from that, but that is even a part of this entire issue. It's showing that these weren't one-offs. This was a culture that was pervasive within the Biden administration, and it wasn't just we want to push our liberal policies. It was that there was an anti-Christian bias that was real, yeah, systemic, and pervasive. It also shows there was a hospital worker in Vermont that was forced to perform abortions against her faith. We filed a complaint with the HHS under the first Trump administration, 2018. It went so far as the Department of Justice, because of that complaint, was filing a lawsuit against University of Vermont Medical Center because they were violating someone's faith. And then what did you see happen? As soon as the administration changed and it was a different Department of Justice, they abandoned that lawsuit. And they even were taking information.
Yeah. You know things are political and being run in a political way. Look, on either side here, when you start dropping lawsuits because you're like, oh, now as a Department of Justice, it's going to feel differently.
That's right. And just because someone was forced to violate their faith, they didn't like what this lawsuit was about. So they're like, we're not going to spend our resources here. And what was one of the motivating factors? They got a letter from the law firm representing the University Medical Center that went after the ACLJ and said, look, their chief counsel, you know, he happened to represent the president. So maybe don't listen to what his group has to say. And then other things like, oh, they're even their statements on their website that they are a religious organization. That was their rationale. The law firm representing the medical center, right, for the Biden DOJ to drop the complaint and just let it go. All of these things show it isn't because they know that they're on the right side of the law. It's because the Biden administration didn't like you if you were a Christian.
Right. We got a lot of calls coming in about this. Hopefully this inspires you to call in as well, as we have some open lines at 1-800-684-3110. Let's take Julie's call first on line one. Julie, go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. And first, just because I want to say, against the negative Nancys out there, I'm going to be a joyous Julie for all that you do, because I've called in dozens of times, yeah, and I've said on occasion that we don't know half of what you guys are doing behind the scenes until a big victory like this. And yes, it's the beginning, but how much discovery does it take to find out that 17 agencies, let alone the dozens, if not hundreds of agents that work for those 17 agencies, are all participating in this discrimination? So well done, you guys.
Julie,
well done.
Thank you so much. I want to say, everyone, I appreciate you calling in so even frequently. And look, I didn't mean to like go on a rant there just against people being negative. I understand we live in a world that's pretty dark and can get a little cloudy here and there, and it's hard to take any wins where you see them. But look, we got a team here. We got an incredible team, media team, and legal team. We're working really hard for you.
And sometimes you got to celebrate those people, and you got to celebrate when there are moments. And look, true, the victory in this is revealing corruption. I understand that that is not necessarily always the biggest victory to go look at all the corruption, but you do have an ACLJ team that worked very hard on this, and you see the fruits of their labor in this report. So I do want to always thank our legal team. I always want to thank the media team that's working really hard at every day, and not just this 1 hour show that you hear or you watch every day. There's so much happening, as Julie said, behind the scenes. And yes, we are in the last day of our Double the Difference drive. And look, I know that that is a, sounds like it's convenient that this happened there, but I don't believe it's convenient. I believe there are divine things happening that wrap up these stories, that give us these stories to share with you as we have these final days. And of course, we're talking about a final day where your donations are doubled because ACLJ members and ACLJ champions have pledged to double their donations to match whatever donation comes in. So I want to thank Julie. And we also, I know, have a champion that's on hold. Let's see. I'm gonna wait and take you coming up in the next segment, Martin. So stay on hold. If you want to call in at 1-800-684-3110, I'll take you right off the top because it's going to lead perfectly into what we're doing here. And even in the next segment, you're going to see the work of the ACLJ in a bigger way. You're going to see some more. Our team put together some great pieces of content, some of which we've been able to air, some we haven't aired yet because some of the breaking news items took over the show over the week, obviously. We're just coming off a few days ago that attempted terrorist attack, that attempted assassination of President Trump, once again, and the entire administration. So you got to reframe where we're coming at. But I want to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110. As when we talk about faith under fire, it could be theoretical, it can be real. We know this. Worldwide, it's happening a lot. You've heard about Christian persecution around the world. We don't have to get into the details of it. I know some of you are listening or watching on your break, your lunch break, your dinner break. Maybe you're checking this out later. You're driving the kids to school. I'm usually pretty aware of that. But you know what's happening around the world. And you know that our team is fighting it as much as we can. So I'm going to ask you, as we are wrapping up today, we're not wrapping up the show, but as we are wrapping up the Double the Difference drive today, the Faith Under Fire Week, to make a donation if you can, to scan the QR code if you see it. Every donation that comes in, you make this work possible. We cannot continue it and continue all this fight without you. We really are defending your Christian faith in the courts of Capitol Hill and, of course, here in the media. So you have content that you can share with your friends who maybe feel the same or feel the other way. Maybe we can do a good job convincing them. Have your gift doubled today. Empower our work to defend your faith at ACLJ.org today. Phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. We will be back in just a minute.
We've witnessed monumental legal victories from defending the 14th Amendment and protecting our sacred American right to vote, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and standing up for the religious liberty of our kids and seniors. But even with the many historic wins we've achieved, the battle is far from over. The attacks on our constitutionally protected rights persist. Countless unborn babies remain in jeopardy. And across the globe, innocent Christians are being targeted and killed across this country and around the world. This fight isn't just the ACLJ's. It's all of ours. It belongs to every American who wants to preserve the values and beliefs on which this nation was founded. None of the victories we've won would have been possible without the unwavering support of ACLJ members and ACLJ champions. It's been an honor to fight for you all these years. Join us in fighting for freedom. Have your donation doubled at aclj.org/freedom.
Let's be honest. There's a lot happening in America right now. It can be overwhelming. Our values, our faith, our freedoms, they're constantly being challenged in courtrooms and on Capitol Hill.
You might worry about the country you'll leave behind for your kids, or your grandkids. You might feel you have no say over it, but your voice has power. You make a difference. Right now, when you support the work of the ACLJ, you'll make double the difference.
Our legal teams are fighting in courtrooms across the country, defending your rights to speak, to pray, even how to educate your kids. Right now, when you go to aclj.org/difference, your tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, to defend your most essential liberties.
You're not just supporting the critical work of the ACLJ, you're doubling your impact to defend the rights given to us by the U.S. Constitution. double the difference. Go to aclj.org/double today.
We have a special video presentation we're going to show you in just a minute, but I said I was going to take this call right up front. I do want to do that. This is from an ACLJ champion, calls in a lot, who's a part of the ACLJ championship program, which, again, if you're a champion, that means you give on a monthly basis, like an automatic membership. You've said, you know what? I'm not just going to give $20, $30, $50, $70, whatever it may be. Once, I want to have a commitment and let it automatically be charged to my credit card or debit card, whatever it may be, or PayPal, however you do your processing, your payments. And that really does help create a baseline for us. You know, it goes up and down every day. Some people become champions. Some people leave. So, you know, it moves around. There's only about 20,000. If you think about that on sort of the grand scale of what we do here at the ACLJ, it's a very small percentage of the people that do actively donate. If you want to be a part of that sort of, like I said, that floor level, that core, I encourage you to do it. And if you make that first donation today as an ACLJ champion, your first donation will still be doubled, and then it'll move on from there. So you can do that. And of course, it'll unlock whenever we have these special presentation months. But I want to go to Martin in North Carolina. Martin, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. First of all, this is going to take a minute, and it's going to sound a little negative at first, but it's really not. Logan, to what you had said earlier in the week, you didn't know if we could come back from where we're at. The answer to that, really, from the Bible, is no. God's word says things are going to wax worse and worse. We are in the end times. But at the same time, too, as part of the body of Christ, we have to stand against. We just can't stand pat on what's happening. When I teach, I tell people, first of all, you got to know what the truth of the Word of God says in its fullness. Then you need to know what the truth is that is being said out there, as y'all have said, and what's going on in today's program and everything else as well, so that you know that you're not following the enemy of our soul, because he's behind all of this. If we do that, then we know we're not following, because he said that we need to address these things, or we come complacent and partakers of that same sin. And you are doing a good job on fighting against it, but all the members of the body of Christ, we can't just sit around. We have to get the word out there. We got to call out unrighteousness.
Martin, I agree with you. And look, I think there can be debates on theologically where we are in terms of the end times, not the end times. I'm not focused on that personally. I'm focused on what's happening. Like, I understand that that's a big topic of conversation, that you're going to have a lot of different points of view. But I think you're right. We can't just stand idly by. We can't just wait and see what happens here. We do have to have an active team. That's why this organization was founded nearly 40 years ago, okay? It was founded because you had to have a legal organization. And then we saw the need for the media side of this, because you had to be able to get the message out there. And you had the early days of that, TBN and those kind of things, terrestrial radio. And then all of a sudden that moved to satellite radio. Satellite radio moved to being able to broadcast a podcast. Then we were able to do live streaming. And now look where we're at today. We're able to get this message out worldwide in professional, quality, television-style broadcasting all around the world, because people like you decided to support the work of the ACLJ. And not only that, you get to then see the fruits of the labor here that our team put together. And look, things may not go back to how they ever were. And look, they may not be as good as you remember. Remember, a lot of this started back in the 80s for a reason. It wasn't because everything was shiny and fun in the 80s. Okay? You had pro-life protesters having their arms broken in the streets. You had people being arrested for their faith. You had Christian kids not being able to start Bible clubs in their schools. All the origins of this didn't start as some willy-nilly fun thing. It may be able to paint a little bit of a better picture because you think of the 80s as maybe your childhood. But we had actually a lot of progress, and that's maybe why I get a little upset, because when there is progress still made, sometimes the immediate jump is to be this, you know, well, nothing's going to get done. What do you call it? You have a phrase for it.
The conservative nihilism.
This conservative nihilism that has overtaken it. As evangelicals, as Christians, I feel like that's something we can't succumb to. As the caller said, and look, you may disagree with his theology, but theologically, he also said you can't just stand back and do nothing about it. Our team is engaged. We are peacefully doing this. We're not pushing any sort of violent rhetoric, unlike a lot of people these days. We are there for you when you need it. And you hopefully will be there for us when we do as well. And phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. And I was going to show a special video presentation, but I think we're out of time for
that.
Yeah,
we can show it in the following segments. It's really good because it stems from this work as well. But I did want to bring this up as well, because some people said, what does a report do? They just showcase it. Well, if you read the report, you can also find out that not only are they showing all the things that happen, but they have also changed prior guidance. They've rescinded things that the Biden administration put in place as, here's how you do your job.
Here's how things went wrong.
That were guidances that had an anti-Christian bias. So they were able to take those things out of place across 17 different agencies, as well as issuing new guidance that ensures that people's First Amendment, their right to their belief, to their speech, these things are upheld. Now, I also want to bring this up as well, because people say, well, how can it help the ACLJ? In a lot of ways. Because listen to this. This is anti-Christian bias in a broader context. Though this report primarily focuses on anti-Christian bias propagated by the federal government during the Biden administration, Christians and other people of faith also face bias from state and local governments and the private sector. With limited interference from the Biden administration, and sometimes with its tacit support, state governments and private entities have implemented numerous policies that harm people of faith. What we see here is it goes to a lot of the cases that are then cited from the ACLJ in this report are facilities that receive federal funding, senior centers that were saying you can't have a Bible study here. Those issues we talk about on this show were actually cited by the Department of Justice as pointing to a broader bias against people of faith. So, one, those cases that you hear about and you think that may not pertain to me, it does. Because even here, it shows that our work is getting noticed and is a broader pattern. But beyond that, we can then take this report when we send our demand letters, when their work is saying you can't have your Bible visible. Well, that violates federal law and workplace protections. Also, here's the DOJ's report showing how this is anti-Christian bias. We can cite the Department of Justice, and it gives even more tools for us to use when these violations are happening. So this is a big win, and it came out this morning. We didn't know that this was going to, until late last night, that this was even being released. We got a little heads up, but that's it. And here we are, being able to talk about this big win for everyone in the country, but it helps us fight continuing.
Yeah, and I'll talk about it. You go to our website, but you can read a lot more about this. See the report at aclj.org. If you want to spend some time really kind of diving in, it'll be there at aclj.org. That being said, we also have only a minute left in this half hour. If you're listening on terrestrial radio, some of the stations, especially on Christian talk stations, don't carry the full hour of our show. One, they should, but some of them don't. And if they don't, you can catch the full hour live, by the way. You can pick it up later on, however you get your podcasts, however you get digital broadcasts. We're there. YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you get that, search Secula, it'll pop right up. But I always encourage people to join us live. It's way more fun, way more engaging. 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern time, we are live. And we're live Monday through Friday on, again, aclj.org, on YouTube, on Rumble, and so on. You can find us there, Facebook. Be a part of the chat, be a part of the whole team. It's always fun. But if we do lose you here, and this is the last you're going to hear from me for today, do me a favor. Whether it's $5 or $500, go to aclj.org right now and have your gift doubled, because someone's ready to unlock their pledge. Your support makes this work possible, and we can't do it without you. Go to aclj.org today. aclj.org during our Faith Under Fire Week. There's a lot happening in America right now. Our values, our faith, our freedoms, they're being challenged in courtrooms and on Capitol Hill.
You might feel like you have no say over it, but you make a difference. And right now, you can make double the difference. Our legal teams are fighting across the country, defending your rights to speak, pray, and even how to educate your kids.
Join the fight. Go to aclj.org/double to have your gift doubled today.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome back to Seculo, second half hour of the broadcast for April 30th. It's also my wife's birthday, so happy birthday. I don't know if she's listening right now, but you know what? I'll find out soon.
That's right.
And if she's not listening, well,
we'll clip that. Make sure that you have it just in case you need it. Yeah,
I need the proof that I have acknowledged. Yes, it's a big birthday for her. So give her a happy birthday to my wife, Amanda, in the comments. Know that I appreciate that. For those just joining us right now, we are talking about this Department of Justice report really outlining, and by outlining, I mean in 500 pages, the direct Christian bias, anti-Christian bias that was going on inside of really the Biden administration. Now, some of this is work we've been doing for a long time. But now, in this DOJ report, the proof is out there. The words are there. Again, you can read through it, or you can just kind of read some of the highlights over on ACLJ.org. But look, this is why when we have a special day like today, the final day of our drive, of our Double the Difference drive, this is why the important work continues. And I believe sometimes there's sort of divine appointment where all of a sudden you have this happening and dropping the same day that we are wrapping this up. And usually when these big days, the final days of these drives, is really when we got to push because we're behind in the budget and we need to meet our budget. So you need to go to ACLJ.org and we need to explain, Will, why this is important. And the ACLJ in these hundreds of pages shows up dozens and dozens of times, our direct work. Why? Because we have been fighting this fight for 37 years at this point. Even more so if you consider the sort of pre-ACLJ entities. And you need to be a part of that as well. But Will, break it all down.
Well, one thing that we know, this is the report issued by the Department of Justice and the Task Force to Eradicate Anti-Christian Bias. This is pursuant to Executive Order 14202. And what it finds is key findings. There's 13 of them that go through different cases of anti-Christian bias at the federal level, whether it be through enforcement actions, whether it be through federal policy, whether it be through adverse employment actions that were taken by the administration, and limitations on religious expression. And throughout this, you see more than 30 times, close to 35 times, that the ACLJ and our direct work, not just things we've said, not just they on their media have alleged that there is anti-Christian bias here and there, but real work done by real attorneys at the ACLJ fighting for our clients when they were discriminated against due to the bias, the anti-Christian bias that flowed from the federal government under the Biden administration. We said it, we saw it, and we would even say that, you know what? It kind of looks like there's some anti-Christian bias going on because it wasn't just kids going to the National Mall and being told you can't wear pro-life things during the March for Life. It wasn't just people in federally funded centers, senior centers, that were told you can't have a Bible study here. It wasn't just a person who worked for a university medical center that was said you have to perform abortions or you can't have a job here. It was the sum of these and other cases that weren't ours as well that the DOJ looked at and said, you know what? They were right. Yeah. It's here, and we got to eradicate that.
I want to take a quick call, and we got a minute. Let's go to Larry, who's a champion on line three in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Larry.
Hello. I thank you very much for taking my call. I just have a quick couple of comments. I am in full agreement that we need to take these things as a huge victory. Just the work that the ACLJ does, I am very pleased with, and I'm very happy you're doing that, and I know that a lot of work goes into revealing these things, and I understand that, and I encourage all of the members and champions to stay on board, and
thank you, Larry.
As I do, I'm a champion on a small level, but I still... Hey. Give on a larger level when you have your double matching.
Well, I appreciate challenges. It, Larry. I'm only cutting you off because we're running out of time here in this segment. Larry's the champion. He said at a small level, that's why we actually don't differentiate in champions. A champion can be $5, I think, because of processing fees. That can be $5,000. A champion is a champion. We'll be right back.
Let's be honest. There's a lot happening in America right now. It can be overwhelming. Our values, our faith, our freedoms, they're constantly being challenged in courtrooms and on Capitol Hill.
You might worry about the country you'll leave behind for your kids, for your grandkids. You might feel you have no say over it, but your voice has power. You make a difference. Right now, when you support the work of the ACLJ, you'll make double the difference.
Our legal teams are fighting in courtrooms across the country, defending your rights to speak, to pray, even how to educate your kids. Right now, when you go to aclj.org/difference, your tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, to defend your most essential liberties.
You're not just supporting the critical work of the ACLJ, you're doubling your impact to defend the rights given to us by the U.S. Constitution. Double the difference. Go to aclj.org/double today.
We've witnessed monumental legal victories from defending the 14th Amendment and protecting our sacred American right to vote, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and standing up for the religious liberty of our kids and seniors. But even with the many historic wins we've achieved, the battle is far from over. The attacks on our constitutionally protected rights persist. Countless unborn babies remain in jeopardy, and across the globe, innocent Christians are being targeted and killed across this country and around the world. This fight isn't just the ACLJ's, it's all of ours. It belongs to every American who wants to preserve the values and beliefs on which this nation was founded. None of the victories we've won would have been possible without the unwavering support of ACLJ members and ACLJ champions. It's been an honor to fight for you all these years. Join us in fighting for freedom. Have your donation doubled at aclj.org/freedom.
Welcome back to Seculo. I do want to take some calls and play this special video presentation because we are going to be joined in a little bit by Rick Grinnell. If you're on hold right now, stay on hold. We'll do our best to get to you. But quickly, Will, why don't you help set up what this video presentation is? It is about precisely what we're talking about today.
That's right. Well, if you remember, just a couple weeks ago, there was another DOJ report that talked about the different ways that the Biden administration handled violations of the FACE Act and how they weaponized that law to go after people who are pro-life and to shield people who are pro-abortion. And what we saw is that when in the wake of Roe being overturned, when all this violence happened against pro-life centers, they were calling abortion clinics and Planned Parenthood and all of these providers and saying, hey, don't worry, send us anything you got. We're going to take care of y'all. Meanwhile, it took us months later saying, why are you doing nothing about people that are firebombing pro-life pregnancy resource centers? Where's the investigation? It took the ACLJ sending that letter in Jordan to get them to even think about it. And then they did some Google searches and said, who could we talk to? This video showcases that. And remember, 2 weeks ago when this report came out, people were fired from the DOJ because of the actions that were found in this report. So this was a preliminary report that led up to the one we got today, very similar from the same task force, but this shows kind of the work of the ACLJ with that previous one.
Yeah, I want you to see this video, and look, it's a pretty cool host. I think you're going to like it. Go ahead. Here's the video.
Is justice really blind? Is equal application of the law a reality? Or is it nothing more than legal lore masquerading as an American ideal? In April, the Department of Justice released a report detailing a disturbing weaponization of the law against pro-life Americans. And front and center in the effort to expose the abuse was the American Center for Law and Justice. The report focuses on the Biden administration in the months following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, when Merrick Garland's DOJ closely coordinated with pro-abortion groups while at the same time ignoring pro-life groups. And the legal lever they used to do it is known as the FACE Act. The FACE Act, or the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, is a 1994 federal law that promises to protect access to healthcare facilities, including abortion clinics, hospitals, and pregnancy resource centers. The law even extends to places of worship, like churches or synagogues. In the summer of 2022, there was a surge in violence outside pregnancy resource centers. This happened across the country, where facilities were firebombed and vandalized.
Included in the DOJ's report is the letter the ACLJ sent to the Biden DOJ, asking them to enforce the FACE Act on behalf of the pro-life victims. But the gears of justice were slow to turn. Instead, the DOJ used Google searches to find information and dispatched interns to look into our requests. Meanwhile, that same DOJ carefully coordinated with pro-abortion NGOs to track the activities of pro-life activists. This was in order to target them using the FACE Act. This egregious abuse of the law suggests that justice is indeed not blind at all, but instead biased, even to the point of violating First Amendment rights. This is what puts your faith under fire.
I'm a cyborg preacher and evangelist outside the Northeast Ohio Women's Center. We share the gospel and we offer to minister to women. We have to raise our voice and use our voice to get them to hear us over generally kazoos, whistles, cowbells, music, any sort of musical instrument you can hold with your hand they've probably used.
Man, we're all here for you. Please don't do this.
The ACLJ has worked behind the scenes for years to protect pro-life Americans, even if the DOJ sometimes refused. Like Zachary and Lindsay Knotts, who were unjustly prosecuted for peacefully and constitutionally protesting outside an abortion clinic in Ohio.
The sergeant on duty comes up and said, "You're coming with us." And I'm like, "For what?" I was confused. And under threat of arrest, I went and followed him because I had no idea what was going on. And then I was eventually cited for disorderly conduct.
He said, "Whether or not you use amplified sound, if you cause annoyance to anybody again, then you're going to be charged."
Or in Georgia, where Jason Cantrell, a street preacher, was criminally cited for sharing the gospel outside an abortion clinic, even though he had a permit from the city to do so.
When the moms are coming in the driveway right here, we try to hand them information, which is a gospel tract and pregnancy info. So it has information for a pregnancy center where they can go and get free ultrasound, free pregnancy care, everything's free. We were just out here preaching one day, like I've been doing for years, and all of a sudden an officer came out and said, "We got a complaint, we need you to turn it down." And I said, "Well, multiple supervisors have been out here before," and they said, "My volume's fine."
In Massachusetts, we just filed a complaint on behalf of pro-life centers and doctors who were targeted by a state-sponsored smear campaign. Whether it's Georgia, Ohio, Massachusetts, the ACLJ is working tirelessly behind the scenes and in courtrooms nationwide. Because it doesn't matter what political party is leading the DOJ or how past administrations have weaponized the law. It isn't about politics. It's about the principle of equal justice under the law. The ACLJ won't stop protecting your constitutional rights and in the process, ensuring Lady Justice's blindfold doesn't slip. So the law is equally applied. Once again.
And again, that is just a small sample of the work of the ACLJ. I want you to be a part of it today at ACLJ.org. Have your donations doubled. It's the last day that is even an option. It'll be that for a number of months now. So be a part of it. Faith under fire. Double the difference. Drive ends at midnight. That being said, I do want to take a couple quick calls because in the next segment, we're going to be joined by Rick Grinnell. Let's start with Jim, who's been holding for quite a while. Jim, I appreciate it. In Kansas, watching on YouTube. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me on, and God bless you for all you do. Quick comment. I think that the people that complain about what's going on in our government and with people like you is they don't do anything about it. They are quick to complain, but when it comes time to do anything, you don't see people around. What I didn't tell your screener is in November, we have a big vote coming up for the people to elect our judges, not the Bar Association. And I expect a big fight for that because we have a lot of bipartisan help with that. But if it goes to federal level, then we need all the help we can get. And I just want to say that continue to fight the good fight of faith, gentlemen, and good day and God bless.
Jim, I know that we really appreciate it. And I feel those prayers that you and a lot of our viewers and listeners send to us here at the ACLJ. And there are days where it's tough. There are days where the team is working on some very heartbreaking, gut-wrenching content. But we do have to celebrate when there are moments, not necessarily of joy, because it's not like we're in joyous celebration that there is corruption that we knew was happening unveiled. But the fact that we are able to now prove it,
and now say, now what can be done? And you have a Department of Justice right now that's not only saying, now what can be done? It's saying, here's what we're going to do. Here's how we are going to protect those of faith as we move on and as we move forward. And hopefully, that's the kind of change that doesn't just happen, hopefully, prayerfully, within one administration. That is something that can have a long-lasting, American values-changing results. It's not unlike a Supreme Court case, where it's a lot easier to win these fights and then maintain than it is to keep fighting them. And look, you see that over and over again. But every 30 years or so, it seems like we're going to have to go back to court. We're going to have to relitigate. Times are going to change. People are going to forget. New generations are going to come up. But the ACLJ will be here as long as we are able.
Well, and when you look at this as well, the title of this report is aspirational. It says the eradication of anti-Christian bias within the federal government. Never going to happen.
Yeah,
it's always going to remain. You even see today a Democrat senator, Senator Reid,
questioning Nancy. Come on, now.
Pete. No, I'm saying Pete Hegseth is before Senate Armed Service Committee, and they decided to attack his faith. Democrat senator said, "You seem to have an intense interest in Christianity," to the Secretary of War, and he said, "I am not ashamed of my faith in Jesus Christ, and even though you may try and shame me, you can go ahead and go for it." We know there will always be a bias. It is aspirational to eradicate it. But that is also why the ACLJ will not go away. We are here to continue fighting this because these things are major wins, and we celebrate that, and we use this in our fights coming forward, but we know that those fights will be ahead.
All right, I want to take Ann in Pennsylvania on line one, and go ahead, because after this, we got Rick Grinnell joining us.
Oh, God, thank you so much, guys. Listen, you guys are awesome. I'm never going to stop saying it. All of the court cases that you have taken to the top and have won, and now we're getting victories. We're seeing victories now, and a lot of it has to do with the actions of the ACLJ. Now, I want to quickly say, okay, that justice is finally taking place for Christians to be able to express their Christianity in the public sphere. I always have a problem saying that word. It takes time because libs, now we have to remember that libs have used the courts for years to violate and discriminate against Christians. The starting of the taking down of the Ten Commandments off the walls of our public schools and the teaching, put teaching in quotation marks, the teaching of the Bible in the public schools, I believe was the beginning of the downfall and the adverse, effects that have taken place upon Christians.
Yeah, you can see that. You can see that kind of history marks certain moments that certainly have huge impact. I only am cutting you off because we are out of time for this segment, but know how much I really appreciate you, Ann. I'm only cutting you off for time, and please call back tomorrow or next week, and we'll get you back up for even longer. We'll be right back.
We've witnessed monumental legal victories from defending the 14th Amendment and protecting our sacred American right to vote, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and standing up for the religious liberty of our kids and seniors. But even with the many historic wins we've achieved, the battle is far from over. The attacks on our constitutionally protected rights persist. Countless unborn babies remain in jeopardy. And across the globe, innocent Christians are being targeted and killed across this country and around the world. This fight isn't just the ACLJ's. It's all of ours. It belongs to every American who wants to preserve the values and beliefs on which this nation was founded. None of the victories we've won would have been possible without the unwavering support of ACLJ members and ACLJ champions. It's been an honor to fight for you all these years. Join us in fighting for freedom. Have your donation doubled at aclj.org/freedom.
Let's be honest. There's a lot happening in America right now. It can be overwhelming. Our values, our faith, our freedoms, they're constantly being challenged in courtrooms and on Capitol Hill.
You might worry about the country you'll leave behind for your kids, for your grandkids. You might feel you have no say over it, but your voice has power. You make a difference. Right now, when you support the work of the ACLJ, you'll make double the difference.
Our legal teams are fighting in courtrooms across the country, defending your rights to speak, to pray, even how to educate your kids. Right now, when you go to aclj.org/difference, your tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, to defend your most essential liberties.
You're not just supporting the critical work of the ACLJ, you're doubling your impact to defend the rights given to us by the U.S. Constitution. Double the difference. Go to aclj.org/double today.
Welcome back to Seculo. It is the final day in our Double the Difference drive. I need you to support the work of the ACLJ again. It's April 30th, my wife's birthday, so you can do it whether you're... Look, you can celebrate my family by donating today. I really would appreciate that because donations are doubled for the rest of the day. But we are talking, of course, all day. We've been talking about this anti-Christian bias report that came out of the federal government. But we're going to shift it a little bit here. Rick Rennell's joining us right now. And Will, we're going to take things a little more international.
That's right, Rick, because we did see a reported statement from the current Supreme Leader of Iran that the only place for the U.S. in the Persian Gulf is, quote, at the bottom of its waters. I think that he stole that line from the Secretary of War, who said that they would split the Strait of Hormuz with Iran. They can have the bottom half, and we, our American Navy, will have the top of the sea. What's your take on this, that now that they're trying to put out another statement from the questionably conscious Supreme Leader? Are they trying to do this to push negotiations one way or the other, or just more bluster?
Well, look, I think we always have bluster from the Iranians, from this regime. They have not learned their lesson that this is the type of language that's just going to inflame the problems. This is the type of language that is going to cause more military action. We need to have and we need to see in the change of leadership a willingness to be a part of the international community, to come clean about their nuclear weapons, to stop threatening their neighbors, to stop funding terrorism. And these types of comments only show that this regime is one of the regime, is a type of people that need to fall. We need to have a leadership that doesn't use this language. We need to have a leadership that wants to get along with its neighbors. It's clear that there's more work to do.
Rick, I also want to take another topic here as we're kind of wrapping up the news for the week, because a lot has happened, but we're starting to see a very interesting phenomenon happen within Democrats publicly. Just a couple weeks ago, I think just last week, really, Virginia voted to try and completely redo their congressional map, where it would take it from a 6-5 split to 10-1. We saw what Gavin Newsom did in California. Now he's threatening more. And then you have this ruling from the Supreme Court yesterday that narrowed some of the language in the Voting Rights Act, that basically said that it's not really constitutional to create specific congressional districts only on race. So now you have this weird phenomenon happening where you had people like Barack Obama last week saying we have to get out and vote to gerrymander the state of Virginia in our favor. And then the Supreme Court puts out a ruling and he's all of a sudden saying, whoa, this could lead to people gerrymandering the states. Why are one week they for this and one week they're not for this? I don't quite understand.
Look, I think the consistency is the inconsistency. What we've seen from the Democrats is that they don't want to have a system where they can't manipulate their voters and gerrymander. They have loved gerrymandering. They have done it in multiple states. I thought the Barack Obama statement and the positioning was the height of hypocrisy, because within days he went from celebrating Virginia's gerrymandering to saying that we shouldn't be happy with the Supreme Court trying to stop the gerrymandering. Look no further than the maps. I think all you have to do is just look at the maps that have been created in some of the states. They're not clean areas. They're not boundaries that make sense. You look at them and they have been manipulated like crazy in order to make sure that they have their voters in a majority place, and then they control the district. It's not fair, and their hypocrisy is very obvious.
Yeah, but Rick, I wanted to kind of pivot as well one more time. We saw today, really in the last 24 hours, sort of a viral video sensation happening out of your state, California, and out of Los Angeles as Spencer Pratt, of course, who has been running for mayor against Karen Bass. We saw this sort of viral video happen showcasing really what's going on in California, the differences. And I feel like, of course, there's all this gerrymandering going on. There's all these things happening that for the first time in a very long time, there is maybe some practical voters coming to their senses, maybe in your area in California. Have we seen this sort of moment that I was not expecting?
Logan, I hope you're right. I really hope that that everything you're saying is true. I, as a Californian, as a conservative in California, I have a healthy set of I think, frustration. I don't know what's going to happen. I do think you're right that it seems different this time. There seems to be some excitement going on
right.
for Spencer Pratt. There also is a huge frustration with Karen Bass. That's very obvious. And I think it's only going to get worse the next couple of months for her.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to actually see it all play out in real time. And maybe it is sort of the national coverage of it all. But the fact that you actually have people going, I don't know, this could go some way a little bit different than we expected. But Rick, we are wrapping up our ACLJ Double the Difference drive. You've been a part of our team for a very long time, which I really appreciate. And I want to give you a second to just even express to our audience why it's important, not necessarily just, you know, we do fundraising drives, donation drives, but really just the work that you've seen it in real time. You've seen it in action, not just on this show, but in your time in the administration.
Look, I'm a part of the ACLJ team because of the work that we do. It's action work. It's not just talking. We have a great team that takes information and goes into bureaucracies like the UN. We go into Europe. We're talking to the policymakers. We're filing court cases. We're taking action, not just griping and complaining. And that's one of the reasons why I'm part of ACLJ, and I hope that people recognize that the action groups, people who are doing the things that need to be done to either support or stop bad policy, that they'll support us.
Thank you.
We're a group that is taking action.
Rick, thank you so much for joining us today. And look, as Rick said, we are always taking action. The proof is in that report today. I want you to understand that this isn't a lot of words. We're not just here talking. Of course, we're going to keep you informed. We stay informed and engaged because it's true. We want to keep you informed of what's going on, but we also are engaging in all these issues ourselves. The ACLJ is an action-based group. We are out there working hard and making sure that if laws can be changed and hearts can be changed, that we can hit them in different directions and have incredible teams on both sides of that. And that only happens for you. This is the last time you're going to hear me say this. This is the Double the Difference drive. It wraps up at midnight, so this is the last time I'm going to be on the air. So again, if you have enjoyed what we do here, whether you're one of the thousands of people that watch each and every day, or whether you are engaged on our email list, or whether you have been a supporter for decades, or you've never given at all, this is the time to do it. Whether it's $5, $5,000, whatever you can do is going to go double. It's going to go twice as far because someone is ready to unlock their pledge. We've got about 12 hours left. Have your gift doubled today. I'm going to leave that QR code up on the screen right now for the rest of the 15 seconds. You don't have to see my pretty face. I'm going to encourage you to pull out your phone, scan the QR code, go to aclj.org. Do it right now. Let's spike a number right now. Help us hit our budget at aclj.org. There's a lot happening in America right now. Our values, our faith, our freedoms, they're being challenged in courtrooms and on Capitol Hill.
You might feel like you have no say over it, but you make a difference. And right now, you can make double the difference. Our legal teams are fighting across the country, defending your rights to speak, pray, and even how to educate your kids.
Join the fight. Go to aclj.org/double to have your gift doubled today.